بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in various verses of the Holy Quran that shaitan, Iblis, is our enemy. Inna shaitan lakum aduun. Verily shaitan is your enemy. Fattakhiduhu aduwa. Then treat him, take him as your enemy. Shaitan has one purpose, one object. Shaitan invites us, mankind, towards evil, towards Jahannam. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُودُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Shaitan invites his party, his group, those who follow him, obey him, to become the inmates of the burning Jahannam. He does not want to go into Jahannam himself alone. He wants many others to join him into Jahannam. So every moment this is his plot, this is his plan. When Shaitan was cursed and when he was thrown out of Jannah, he took an oath in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took an oath in the Qasam of Allah. He took an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will sit on the right path of mankind. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Oh Allah, on your straight path I'm going to sit there. Another verse, لَأُزَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ. Shaitan says, لَأُزَيِّنَ لَهُمْ وَإِذْ زَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Shaitan beautifies. He beautifies the deeds, the wrong deeds of man. He makes it kosher for man. He makes it seem to be correct and okay. So that man falls into sin and he becomes disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to understand and recognize the ploys of shaitan, the tricks of shaitan. He has a very cunning nature. Quran describes him as al-gharoor, one who deceives a lot. It's not just once he'll deceive man. He keeps on deceiving man. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan promises you, he scares you of becoming poor in this world. You'll have no money. And therefore he will tempt you to acquire money even though it is haram. So he will prompt you into acquiring haram money. He'll make you steal. He'll make you indulge in fraudulent deals. He'll make you deceive the customers, cheat. He's gharoor, keeps on deceiving you. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. Shaitan commands you with immodesty, immorality. He doesn't want you to have modesty in your life. You must not have any haya in your life. And therefore he will tempt you, he will lure you towards those evil places, places where gambling is rife, drinking, alcohol, womanizing, zina. So shaitan makes you do immoral, obscene and lewd actions. This makes him happy. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ. Shaitan promises you. He gives you false promises, false hopes. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have decided then of those who are going to Jannah and those who are going to Jahannam, and the matter is over, then Shaitan will speak. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. Mufassirin have written, He will speak in Jahannam. He'll have a so-called pulpit made of fire. And he'll be seated on that pulpit, and the people in Jahannam will now go to him. After seeing the people, the believers going into Jannah, and they're so happy, and they're enjoying the different bounties of Jannah, Darul Salam. They've got peace and happiness, merriment. They're not burning. They've got no fire in which they are dwelling. And we are suffering here. They will go to him and they will make this plea and they will beg him that why don't you do something for us now? This is when Shaitan will speak. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioning his tafsir. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. When the matter is decided by Allah and the people in Jannat are in Jannat and the people of Jahannam are in Jahannam, then Shaitan will speak. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. He says, listen, you know, Allah promised you and His promise was true. And I also promised you, but I went against my promise. I lied to you. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Shaitan will then say, I had no special authority and power over you. I merely invited you, you followed, you answered, you responded to me positively, you followed my footsteps. So as to say, I didn't put a gun to your head, I didn't force you, I didn't compel you. I didn't have any authority, Sultan. I just invited you, you followed. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. Don't blame me now. Don't reproach me now. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. He says, I won't be able to help you, nor will you be able to help me now. All this is mentioned in the Quran. He deceives, he promises, his promises are all false. He has this cunning nature in him. He incites you towards evil. He will tempt you. He will come to you from the front. لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. Four directions have been mentioned. Shaitan says, oh Allah, I am going to go to mankind. I will go to them from the front, from the back, from their right hand side, from their left hand side. Ulama have mentioned, various tafsirs have been mentioned. I will tempt them, lure them with the dunya. I'll make the dunya look so attractive towards them, so that they become so engrossed in dunya that they forget the akhirah. They forget completely why they were sent in this world. What was the object? Why am I created? Why has Allah sent me to this world? What is my purpose in life? When last we asked ourselves that question? Man forgets. Hankering after this dunya, chasing after this dunya, the glitter and glamour of this dunya has consumed him. He forgets completely there is such a thing as maut, there is such a thing as akhirat, there is such a thing as hashar. He forgets. So he comes from front, he comes from behind. And he makes the person become so ghafil of akhirat and preparing for akhirat. Sometimes shaitan will make the person feel miserable. They don't know, you're a gunegar, man. Shaitan himself will put this thought into your heart. You're a big sinner. Whole life you made sins. There's no chance of you being forgiven. Just continue the manner in which you're living. Enjoy your life. Don't worry. So the person is now stopped from making tawbah and istighfar. He comes from the right hand side, left hand side. He will actually bring about doubts in one's mind. He'll bring doubts, he'll cast doubts in a person's heart. Allah protect us. He will bring such doubts of Islam, Quran, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beautiful sunnah, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll make you reject the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll bring funny thoughts into your mind. He'll make you reject the Quran. He'll create this shubuhat. He'll actually make you think, is there any Allah existing? Does God exist? Does Allah exist? He'll make you go into those sites which will take you away and bring more and more doubts and so as to convince you, ma'adh Allah, that no, nothing, Allah does not exist. And then he brings shahwat into you. Desires, evil desires. Move towards haram. He'll pull you towards haram. He'll sugarcoat that haram. It looks so attractive, and as you go into it, there's only poison in it. He wants to see man failing miserably. He's jealous of mankind. Shaitan is jealous of you and I. On the day of Arafat and Muzdalifah, when Allah forgives the millions of hujjaj, that is the most despicable day and humiliating day for Shaitan. He takes sand and he throws on his head and he curses himself because he cannot stomach Allah forgiving so many people. Ulama have mentioned a beautiful point. Four directions have been mentioned. From the front you come, from behind you, from your right hand side, from your left hand side, to entice you, to beguile you, to deceive you, to make you fall into the abyss of sin. But two directions have not been mentioned, from above you and below you. Ulama say because Allah gives the banda a chance. Shaitan is attacking him. All he does, he raises his hands towards the sky, above. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you help me. Oh, he goes into sajda and then he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes in this down position where he makes sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan wants to see mankind fighting, disunited. I've mentioned this so many times before, we've heard it from many ulama also. All he does, he takes some syrup and he puts it on the glass on the window. And then he folds his arms and he watches. He watches this tamasha happening now. Suddenly you find one fly sitting on top of the syrup and busy eating from the syrup. And while this is happening, a lizard jumps onto the fly and attacks the fly. And suddenly you see a cat jumping on the lizard. And then a dog jumps onto the cat. Another dog comes and these two dogs are fighting. And he's howling and suddenly the two owners of the dogs come out. They begin to fight. And suddenly one pulls out the trigger and kills the other one. All Shaitan did, he just put some syrup on the window. What did it lead to? One person being killed. He does this all the time. That is why ulama have mentioned that we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make inabat ila Allah. Gain true ilmuddin, knowledge which has light in it. Sit in the company of the pious, the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will get this nur and you will be able to detect. This is the trick of Shaitan. Shaitan is making me do this. He's pulling me towards some evil. There is a lengthy hadith in which Shaitan sends his the other small shayateen to do various duties in trying in misleading mankind. So one shaitan will come. So in the evening, shaitan takes the report back. I say, okay, what you did? So this one shaitan will say, I made the person steal. He says, no, go away. Another person will come and say, I made this person lie. He says, no, nothing. You haven't done much. Carry on. And the next shaitan will come and gives his report. Until one shaitan will come and he say, I made the husband and wife fight. And I caused separation in their nikah. The hadith of Rasul says, Naam anta, yes, you are the right one. You have done well. Ni'ma anta, you have done excellent. Wah! This is exactly what Shaitan wants. When he sees the husband and wife arguing, fighting, and leads to talaq, he knows he has destroyed two families, masoom children. Where does that woman go? What's going to happen next? So many different things now happens. And evil then takes place. So Shaitan wants to see man disunited. He wants to see a person feeling miserable all the time. He doesn't want you to prosper in for the akhirat. So this is his cunning nature. However, the plots of Shaitan are not strong. Quran says, Inna kayda shaitani kana dha'ifa. There is a far greater power than Shaitan. and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have given this example that whenever you are afraid and shaitan is luring you, is enticing you, is pulling you towards evil, all you got to do is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Seek Allah's protection from shaitan who is accursed. Like how when a person is going to visit his friend, as he goes to the gate, is about to enter and suddenly he sees his bulldog coming towards him. So what does he do? He doesn't enter, he doesn't go inside, he screams for his friend. And he alerts his friend. And immediately the friend comes and he locks up this dog and he chains it and puts it into the kennel or into a room. And then he himself comes and he welcomes his friend and tells him, not to worry. I've got this dog chained. He won't come near you. You are safe. And he takes him into his home. Shaitan is the dog of Allah. When you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, then you are already in the protection of Allah. Allah then chains the shaitan. In other words, this shaitan or shaitan won't be able to now harm you. Shaitan tries every time, in every important affair of man, shaitan will be present. يَحْضُرُ أَحَدَكُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan comes. Even when a person, a child is born, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. Shaitan comes then, and he prods his finger into the stomach of the little baby, that makes the baby cry. He is so cunning. He wants to see harm coming to us. So he does not want us to make zikrullah. He wants us to forget Allah. When man forgets Allah, then shaitan becomes happy. Because now you're going to become ghafil. But the moment you make zikr of Allah, this brings him pain. He becomes angry. So we read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. When you're leaving your home, say, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This dua must be in our morning, or whenever we're leaving the home, make it our habit. Don't leave the home without reading this dua. Allah protects a person when he reads this dua. When he leaves his home and he reads his dua, then it is said, and somebody calls out, he says, Hudita, you have been guided. Entire day, you will be guided. Wabuqita, and you will be protected. Wakufita, all your tasks, your problems, your duties, you'll be sufficed. Allah will protect, Allah will suffice your needs. So Allah is going to protect you. Allah is going to suffice your needs. You will be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And watanaha anhu shaitan. Shaitan moves away from him. Shaitan is unable now to cause any whisperings into him. He is known as al-khannas, the slinging prompter. He comes, puts some whisperings, he goes back. He comes again, he goes back. So the person is now protected from shaitan, from the attacks of shaitan. When you go back home, and it's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah, when a man takes the name of Allah when he enters his home, of course you make salam, you see, you make some dhikr, you take Allah Ta'ala's name. Fadhakar Allah has been mentioned in the hadith. When he does that, and when he's going to eat his meals, he's going to have supper and he takes the name of Allah, then shaitan tells the other shayateen, La mabita lakum wala asha. There's no boarding for you, there's no lodging here, and there's no chows for you. There's no food. Don't waste your time. This man has taken the name of Allah. To such an extent, the hadith says that if a man said Bismillah when he entered his home, then shaitan says, La mabita lakum, there's no boarding for you, there's no lodging here tonight. But if he forgets to say Bismillah when he's going to eat, then shaitan says, there's some food for you. Therefore, we should say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Simple. I'm not giving you heavy du'as and wazifas. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. When you are tempted toward that evil, even when a person becomes angry, we mentioned a few months back, that Rasulullah tells the Sahabi, to tell the person who become very angry, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. Why? Anger is from shaitan. So we're seeking Allah's protection from shaitan. When a person becomes angry, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. Then Ayat al-Kursi, extremely beneficial, very powerful. There's a story in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, is appointed or deputed with guarding and protecting the zakat that was collected in the month of Ramadan. Sahaba had accumulated the zakat and Rasulullah had this kept one place, and he kept saying to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, you must guard this zakat. Make sure nobody comes and steals from there. So as he's guarding the zakat money at night, it was a heap of money and materials and some possessions. So this person comes and he's stealing some money from there. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira catches him. He said, "Arfa'annaka ila Rasulillah sallam. I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallam. How dare you do such a thing?" He says, "Please, please, please, let me go. Okay, I won't take anything. You know, I'm a poor man. I've got a family. I'm hungry, we are in need." So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu lets him go. Rasulullah the next morning, without Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu informing him what happened last night, Nabi Sam tells him, "What happened to your asir? Ma fa'ala asiruka al-bariha? Last night, the person you caught when he was coming to steal, what happened to him? What you did to him?" So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu says, "Ya Rasulullah, he complained about hunger and he got family and his haja. So I let him go." He said, "You know what? إِنَّهُ كَذُوبٌ وَسَيْعُودُ." He's a liar. This man is going to come back. The exact thing happens the second day. But Sayyidina Abu Huraira radhi feels sorry for him. He lets him go. And Rasul tells him again, he's going to come again. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira says, "I knew when Rasul said he's going to come again, he's going to return, I knew he will come." And the third day, the third night, the exact thing happened. And he caught him now. He said, "Now I'm not going to give you a chance. I'm taking you to Rasulullah." So he pleads. He said, "Please, please, I will teach you something that if you read it, you will have a hafiz min Allah, a protector from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan won't be able to come close to you. Allah is going to make somebody protect you, you will have a hafiz min Allah, and shaitan won't be able to come close to you." So he let him go. Rasulullah says, "What happened last night?" So says Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, gives the entire story, and says, "This is what this man said." Also, he said, "If you read Ayat al-Kursi," so he read Ayat al-Kursi, and he said, "You read this, then Allah will protect you, and Shaitan won't come near you." So Rasulullah says, "What happened?" So he gives the entire incident, and he said, "I must read Ayat al-Kursi." He read the verses of Ayat al-Kursi. Rasulullah then remarked, he said, "Sadaqaka, wa huwa kadhubun." Today, this night, or last night, he spoke the truth to you. Whereas it is in his nature, he's a big liar. He's a grave liar. But today he spoke the truth to you. "Oh, Abu Huraira, do you know who you was talking to, who you was engaging with all these three nights?" He said, "I do not know." He said, "That was Shaitan himself." So Shaitan has taught you that if you want to remain away from Shaitan and protected from Shaitan, read Ayatul Kursi. Especially at night when you're retiring to bed, Ayatul Kursi. After every salat, person who reads Ayat al-Kursi, then the only barrier between him and Jannah is death. The only barrier between him and Jannah is mort. So when a person dies, he will enter into Jannah, inshallah. So simple. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahman, when you're going to eat food. There is an incident when Sahaba were eating, or someone was eating, and suddenly a man comes and he eats the food in just two servings. Takes his hand and in two servings he eats the entire food. Rasulullah says, because he did not say Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. When he didn't say Bismillah, then it became permissible for Shaitan now to partake of the meals, and that is why he consumed all the food that was there. But if he said Bismillah, then Shaitan would not have been able to enjoy or eat any of the morsel that was there. There is a verse that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that actually made Iblis cry. When this verse was revealed, then Shaitan began to cry. What is this verse? Ulama have mentioned, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah talks about the believers, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, if they have to do anything immodest, immoral, or they oppress themselves by doing sins, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ, they make the dhikr of Allah. First thing they do is, they make the dhikr of Allah. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they begin to make istighfar for their sins. Dhikr of Allah, and then istighfar. And وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, it is only Allah who forgives sins. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا, then they do not persist on sins. And Allah forgives them. It is mentioned that ulama say, shaitan does not cry out of some regret, oh nah, he wants to change his life or make tawbah. Nah. Out of anger he is crying. That Allah is actually forgiving these people. I made them commit sin. And they became unmindful of Allah. And suddenly they make zikr and they seek istighfar. And Allah pardons them. So respected brothers and elders, we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr is extremely powerful. It wards off shaitan. It pushes shaitan far away. Very far. And shaitan cannot come close to a dhakir. Yes. When a person is doing good deeds, then one of the other ploys of shaitan, he makes ujab come into him. He makes the person have vanity and pride. Therefore, people who are pious also have to be very careful. Because shaitan tries to destroy your actions. And he makes you think low of others. He makes you feel superior to others. He brings ujab in you. You feel you are the best in the world. You are the most pious. This is also detrimental. This is one of the ploys of shaitan. And somebody mentioned, ulama have written, that shaitan said, it is so strange that man, Bani Adam, al-adab li Bani Adam, innahum yuhibbun Allah wa ya'asunahu. They claim they love Allah, but they disobey Allah. وَيُبْغِضُونَنِي, they hate me, but they're following me. See shaitan. He's telling us that we claim we love Allah, but we're disobeying Allah. And we hate shaitan, but we're following shaitan. Somebody mentioned, khata hai Allah ki, geet gaate hai shaitan ki. We're eating Allah's ni'mat, Allah's food, but we're hymning the praises of shaitan. May Allah protect us. May Allah grant us afiyat. May Allah protect us from the ploys of shaitan and the tricks of the nafs. These are our two enemies. And that is why we always talk about the nafs and how the nafs also entices us. But tonight we have spoken about shaitan. May Allah protect all of us from shaitan and his ploys. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isad Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us all of us sins يا الله يا الله whatever sins we committed يا الله in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy my Allah كبيرة sins صغيرة sins يا الله whatever gunas we have committed يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله protect us from the attacks and onslaughts of shaitan and nafs my Allah يا الله keep us in your hifazat my Allah grant us afiyat salamati hifazat izzat aman chain sukoon rahat protection grant us your marifat your qurb your closeness my Allah your love my Allah full of our hearts your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make us follow your sirat mustaqim my Allah do not make us follow the footsteps of shaitan my Allah يا الله bring the sunnah in our lives my Allah make us love Quran and sunnah my Allah Ya Allah, guide us, help us, protect us, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from becoming murtads, my Allah. Don't make us lose our iman. Don't make our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, any one of them lose the iman. Allah, make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good amal, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. اے مالک کریم یا اللہ, give us حلال and طیب روزی my Allah, give us plentiful یا اللہ, because use it correctly my Allah. یا اللہ, don't make us become یا اللہ such that we get involved in haram actions and haram transactions my Allah. Don't make us eat riba, don't make us consume interest my Allah, don't make us eat haram my Allah, give us only halal my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. They are sick, my Allah. Some in hospital, some at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have got cancer, people who have got heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, young masoom children are in hospital also, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you are Shafi. Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Allahumma shfihim shifaan la yughadiru saqama. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt, mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, baril jannatul baqee, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of qiyamah, hawdi kusur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabul farma. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim wa tub 'alaina ya mawlana. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.